May only your word be spoken, O Lord. May only your word be heard. Amen. Please be seated. When Adam and Eve were in the garden, they heard God walking toward them in the cool of the evening breeze. That should have been a wonderful sound. Birds chirping, the rustling of leaves, God's feet on the grass, the soft shifting of soil. Rather than a beautiful sound of the beloved in a beloved place, however, the sound of God walking toward them was an unwelcome and frightening sound because they had just betrayed God. They had decided they wanted to be more like God, that they wanted God's power. They wanted to dominate creation as its rulers and masters, rather than being a part of creation, accepting that it was God's, not theirs. This was a house divided against itself. Adam and Eve divided against themselves. They were created as one with God. So when they decided they wanted to take God's place and move God just a little off to the side, they were also moving parts of themselves out of the way. Their war was not just with God, but with themselves, and the house divided against itself fell. So when the scribes said Jesus had a demon and was casting out demons by the ruler of demons, Jesus pointed out that that obviously couldn't be true. Because Satan wouldn't be stupid enough to divide his house against itself. No, that stupidity of working against ourselves and casting down our own houses seems to be a particularly human kind of stupidity. Here's a great idea. Let's betray one another. Let's decide that we want stuff and then be willing to kill one another in order to get that stuff. When we're really frustrated, angry, and scared, let's decide it'll be a really good idea to get a gun and shoot someone, rather than accepting the fact that things aren't always going to go our way. Let's also decide that since we want to make sure to keep the power and the money that we have, it'll be a good idea to oppress others. Keep wages low, lie, cheat, steal, and then pass laws to make everything we do legal, in order to make sure that the world continues to work in ways that make us comfortable. Let's make sure that the people we find objectionable don't have the same rights that we do. Because our religion is so messed up that we've taken the truth that God has redeemed us and that nothing can separate us from God, and we've replaced that truth with, if you don't believe in Jesus in just the right way, God's going to torture you forever. Since our religion is so messed up that fear of eternal torture by the God who is love has become the foundational understanding of our faith, let's make sure to stir up enmity and strife and subjugate others to our will to make sure that angry torture God thing doesn't get too torture happy with us. Let's blame this group for the world's troubles and then expect someone else to fix it. And then blame that group for things not getting better. That sounds like a really good idea. In all of these and so many other ways, we decide over and over that turning against one another sounds like a pretty neat idea. We decide over and over that we're going to further divide the house against itself and then rage against others when the house falls. As Jesus points out, that's a particularly human kind of stupidity. Satan ain't nearly dumb enough for that. Only we are. So again, when the scribes heard about Jesus casting out demons, they fell into that particularly human stupidity trap, and they decided to use it as an opportunity for division. Rather than join together in joy and peace, because demons were being cast out and people were being healed and the house of God was being united, they decided it would be a good idea to divide the house of God, claiming that healing and love were coming from a place of evil. They didn't want to lose their power. They wanted not to lose their understanding of how God worked within their religion. So when they heard God walking toward them in the cool of the evening breeze, it was a threatening sound rather than a beloved sound of the beloved coming near. Unfortunately, that's pretty typical of humanity, that kind of human stupidity. But fortunately, God knows about our particularly human stupidity. Jesus knows precisely how we divide against one another. And Jesus still thought it would be a pretty neat idea to join with us in every aspect of our lives, so that even not our house-dividing dummy-headedness can separate us from God. So what did Jesus do? Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to dwell among us and within us, so that as much as we may work to divide ourselves against ourselves, the Holy Spirit is striving with us and inviting us to be united and to live together as one. That's the invitation and the way of the church. As the church, our invitation is to stand with one another. We strive for peace among one another, and we each do everything in our power to keep that peace. Then, realizing we don't have enough power to keep that peace among ourselves, we constantly seek God's help to unify us and restore us to peace when our reactions would divide us and break peace. So when we're bothered by someone, we work not to react, and we ask for God's help. And then when we do react, and they react back, we let others calm the situation, and we ask for God's help. Rather than shouting, we quiet down and allow peace to reign. When we've broken the peace, we recognize that we may have to step back from the community for a time, and we ask for God's help. We choose to be okay with stepping away from the community or stepping away from individuals for a time, letting things cool down rather than insisting on our own way and turning the house against itself. As Jesus' church healed and seeking to make peace among one another, we also seek to soothe the sufferings of the world around us with one another as members of the church. When we see problems in the world, it's easy to rage against and blame others. And sometimes we're right in who we're blaming and raging against. But rather than rage against the ones we blame for the problem, even if we are right, as the church, we ask, how can we help? See, when people brought folks to Jesus who were possessed by demons, Jesus didn't start a preaching campaign against Satan for putting demons into people, and he didn't start blaming anyone else for allowing the demons in. Jesus cast out the demons. When confronted with things as terrible as demons, Jesus didn't stir up hatred and strife. Jesus healed people. Rather than divide the house even further, Jesus united the house. We are the church, called and empowered by God to be a house united. There are so many problems and divisions in the world, and we're not going to fix all of them. We can't end that particularly human stupidity of being divided against ourselves. We're not going to end all human division. As the Talmud writes, do not be overcome by the world's hurts. Do justice now. Love mercy now. Walk humbly now. We are not required to finish the work, but neither are we free to abandon it. We're not going to end all human division. We can, however, seek God's help to remain united as a church. Here among each other, united in this time and this place, we can then take that unity with us into the world. And with God's help, we can bring some of that unity and healing to others as we go. That is who we are as God's church. Then when we hear the sound of God walking toward us in the cool of the evening breeze, we can welcome it as the sound of the beloved coming near.